This one is recording.
The beauty of a live show. Let's start again. Hi, and welcome to This Week on Channel 9. Here I have Petra with me.
Hello. Good to be back in this studio.
Yeah, exactly. So we're in a bit of a change of scenery at the moment while the studio is getting redone.
Yeah, we're at the Microsoft campus.
Yeah, on one of the trails.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day in Redmond.
So we want to start off with some big, great, fun news. For those who play games, like myself and Petri.
I'm a hardcore gamer.
Yeah, we have the new Xbox One S.
Yeah, and so, it has arrived August 2nd.
Yeah, so the good thing is, if you pre-ordered, you'll get this actually in your hands on August 2nd, right?
Yeah.
Which is amazing. So why would I want to go to a 1S? What's the cool thing?
So the cool thing about this one is that, one, it's 40% slimmer, smaller than the previous one. It got 2 terabytes of hard drive, and the PSU is integrated into the console.
So I no longer have a cable with another brick to the wall. Yeah. Oh, that's
all
kind of
integrated
fancy.
In the same box. So that's pretty cool.
And it looks really cool. Like, I love the color and the drilled hole and stuff. Yeah. That's amazing.
So I'm sure I'm going to do the investment. Yeah. Even though I have the previous one, it's cooler.
So if you want one of these, you know what you have to do? Just get a pre-order in. It's filling up fast. If you want it on August 2nd, time to get clicking.
Yeah.
So the next thing we have, .NET Core roadmap.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago, we sort of announced .NET Core and some of the new cool things in version 1. Now we've actually released the roadmap, so you know what's coming up as part of that core. And we've had a great amount of feedback, which has been absolutely fantastic.
Keep on giving us feedback, by the way.
So if you're one of those folks that love .NET Core and you want to know a bit more about where it's heading and where it's going, check it out on the link below.
Definitely. We also now heard that the Web API contrib for ASP.NET Core is taking place, which is basically a community kind of program.
So you sort of say it's like one project. So it's actually loads of different projects for Web API, and just show that. You can see here we've got like loads of formatters, the CSV,
a lot of
and
cool stuff. CSV is cool, definitely.
And it's just a way to make sure that, you know, we encompass all the various contributions that we've got, and it's kind of a fun place to be, especially if you're in the web world.
Yeah, definitely. And there's a lot of cool stuff, so you should definitely check it out.
All right, so REST API Guidance, we're on a very web-like theme for the past couple of slides.
Yeah.
So, as you know, we have loads of different services out there, and you want to make sure that it's kind of easy to consume, and you don't want to be reading up documentation on every single API we have and trying to understand how they work. So we've actually got a way to provide guidelines internally with Microsoft and what we'd like Microsoft developers to use to make sure that whoever consumes the API, it's easy, right? You just sort of get exactly how it's going to work.
Yeah. It's very important that these RESTful interfaces are developed consistently.
Yeah.
This is, we're doing a This Week in Channel 9 show.
So the great thing about being on campus is you meet everyone and anyone from campus.
Exactly.
Which is fantastic.
This is not just a random forest.
Yeah. So we have any developer, any language, and any tool. So for those of you who are big fans of VS Code, like myself, supports 150 different languages. This is a new initiative to basically make sure there's a common protocol, you know, to make sure that as a language developer, if you want to include more support within your IDE, this is a great place to go. And, you know, we're working with various different organizations to open it up to make sure people can use your languages, not just ours.
Exactly.
So next up, we have NASA. Pretty space age stuff right here from the JPL group, right?
Yeah. The JPL, which is Jet Propulsion Laboratory of NASA, they've been using a mixed reality program in their engineering for example, their rover, the next Mars 2020 kind of rover thing, where you can actually put it on a HoloLens device and you can walk around it and see all the details. And you can even kind of choose what kind of layers you want to see, what kind of detail you want to see. And then you can take this experience of walking around this rover into a scenery actually in a kind of virtual Mars.
It almost sounds like a very sci-fi film, but it's fantastic. It's a great experience, and you know, it's also very useful for the NASA space program.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
So let's go to the pick of the week. Shen.
Pick of the week. So this is my favorite: uploading brainwaves to the cloud as your IT hub and emotive brain interface. Well, what can I say? Yeah, you know, like, so
it's a badass title.
Yeah, exactly. So Emotiv actually have a headset that you put on and it can read your brainwaves. And the idea here is that they're using Azure to kind of store all that brainwave information into the cloud and then trying to work out, you know, like, what does that interpret to? So maybe I could control things like, I don't know, remote control cars or even a real car maybe. But, you know, I can do that all with my brain. This is a great way to sort of do that analysis and understand exactly how this works.
Yeah, this is. I've seen some iteration of this for the past few years, but This is definitely the one that's really kind of caught my attention as well.
Yeah.
Moving on to my pick of the week, my friend Pete Brown.
Hey, Pete.
He's actually written a rather cool blog post around the Windows subsystem for Linux. Which is kind of a collection of a lot of different things you can do with this. One is he's actually building and compiling NetHack, and you can even get to play NetHack for those who know what this is. I remember I was trying this briefly, but it was even before kind of my age.
Yeah.
But still, it's quite cool. It's kind of text-based RPG. You can walk around.
You should definitely check it out. I mean, even if you have no interest in it now, we should read it, and you definitely will do.
Yeah, exactly. And he got a lot of other cool stuff, like typical tools that you use in a Linux development cycle.
Yeah.
You can now use with Windows and with a Windows project like Python and so on.
It's basically showing what a powerful developer environment Windows really is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think that's it for us in the forest.
Yeah. Well, it's been a great show. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah,
you guys have too.
Get some fresh air.
Yeah, and
no Pokemon.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's stop the recording.
Let's stop the recording indeed.
Hacking.
Yeah.